Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. I'm your host, Yusef.
And my name is Adam.
Here at the Barca Breakdown, a place where we can come ride the Valverde roller coaster together.
Oh my God. I thought after the Granada game, I don't know if anyone remembers the podcast we did after that game, but it was real dark.
So
we were reading
negative.
Off comments on from like Twitter, Reddit, Instagram about how bad the game was. And, you know, this game today, it was so depressing. I can't really describe. And the worst part is, like, when we lost to Granada, I thought, okay, this is shocking and I'm so sad, right? But today, losing 3-1 to Levante, it almost seemed like it was just bound to happen.
It's the roller coaster, right? Like, we go up, we're away, we win, we go against Prague.
We're home, we do good.
Yeah, but against Prague, we didn't look that good, and now we go into the loss, you know? Like, oh, we're doing good. Oh, we don't look so good. Oh, we lose, right? Like, it's if you think about the losses, it was three games now, and there was definitely humps of good and extremely bad, and those humps of extremely bad were followed by, like, negative trends.
True. But then, like, if you really think about it, and, you know, we've been talking so much about the kind of mantra or the vibe of Valverde's reign, which is, like, play poor and have Messi save the day and Stegen save some goals. If you think about Valladolid, like, Messi had 2 goals and 2 assists, and we won 5-1. So, you know, out of the creativity of the other players, it was really a 1-1 game. And so I think we're being hoodwinked in the few times where we're, like, happy and think the team is performing well to think that there's actually some sort of coaching or, you know, offensive-minded.
How, like, can it be so polarized?
It looks like the players don't even have, like, it looks like they haven't trained at all in, like, different tactical situations where we're coming against a team today, for instance, that is going to try to press us or, you know, how to defend on counterattacks. It just seems like there's no real coaching happening.
But not only that, you look at the energy of the players on the pitch. It was watching,
awful.
Like...
Yeah.
It was watching statues.
We should be mad at Valverde, but you some end you have to be really upset at the players, right? I mean, besides like Stegen, Messi, Frankie, and like Lenglet, I really didn't think that a lot of the players out there showed any heart or were really trying to score.
Dude.
I mean, Carlos Perez looked not very good. We were both cheering
happy,
when he came in.
Yeah.
Very happy to see him get a chance, but didn't really show up. And then, you know, we're down, I think, 2-1 at the time, and then Valverde decides to sub out Arthur for Ansu Fati, who, again, you know, we're fans of Fati here, but didn't look great last week. We're down in a away La Liga game where we need points. Like, maybe throw on a midfielder, throw on Rakitic, you know, like, don't throw
Dude,
on.
Do you see
week.
The Rakitic eyes for Valverde?
Yeah,
jeez.
Intense.
He's, well, I mean, dude, okay, facts. PK did an awful job.
Yes, dude. Like we were talking about last podcast, man. It seems like he's just totally lost his concentration. I don't know. Shakira's doing the Super Bowl. He's doing that whole tennis, I think, Davis Cup. Like, it just seems that his focus is not on the pitch.
Sure. Yeah. It's hard to watch these games, and I'm really trying here, and I don't want to be as negative as I was on Granada, but, like, there's just facts that you have to state that are negative in nature that are wrong with the team. There is no fluidity in this game. There is no connection between players. You look at people passing, and the ball just goes right past them, one.
And they're all just looking for Messi.
Yeah, it was dumb. And you saw that when Messi scored that goal that got reversed. He was the only one trying. He looked like he was like, let's go, let's do this. And the whole team just looks like, oh, nice, Messi, good job. Like, clapping for him behind, like... They're not part of the game.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning, because I think from the start of this game, we were kind of cursed. Or not cursed. The cursed would mean that that Valverde didn't have control. Like, like the lineup, okay, we texted about this all week.
True.
We're like, okay, Suarez just played against Valladolid. He played against the, you know, team from Prague, and then we're going
to
play them next week
we
in
need
the Champions
him to
League.
Rest.
We need him to rest. And then, you know, you were saying, hey, I want to see Fati, Griezmann, Messi. And I was like, so do I, but we know for sure we're going to see Griezmann, Suarez,
or Dembele.
Messi. Yeah. So, you know, I think it was just a really weird decision for him to not give Suarez any rest, and we saw him get hurt today.
Yeah.
And for him to start, again, Griezmann on the left wing, which we just know hasn't worked out well.
He's just a workhorse on the defense, which is great.
Which is why I'm not, like, super upset at him.
Sure. It's not his fault either, right? And even when we put in Fati, Griezmann shifted to the middle a little bit. I don't think he played that much in the center there. For some reason, he was still almost shifted to the left. Don't know, him and Semedo were connecting earlier, which was cool and all, but it just wasn't working. And we didn't see Alba. We had this weird start with Semedo and Roberto again. And I just still don't really understand. I don't think that works.
No. Well, we never look. Well,
we had Firpo too.
We've actually been pretty happy with some Semedo games at left back this season. But I do think that at some point they should have subbed on Alba. Like, it's hard to say that because we've also been critical of Alba. But like, he provides more offense on that side than Semedo does.
I don't think Roberto was enough this game, and I don't think
his worst games. Yeah, I thought too.
But
who had a good game, right? Like, Stegen, our golden boy, who we love so much. Like Stegen,
coming from Stegen, he can't. Like, when he's getting bombarded with balls, it's so hard to, and your defense is not looking supportive, it's so hard to be confidently always having to pick up.
Remember when PK cleared that ball, it's like, to them, and they just scored for, I think, the second goal? It was just overall a total lack of concentration, and it was depressing to see, like, the lack of fight in the team. You know, I think Carlos Perez, even though we said he didn't perform well, at least he looked like he was a little bit amped up to score in the, last 20 minutes there, but... Wow.
Just not good overall, right?
Yeah, I think we're all upset. And, like, this is the thing. Three times in history, Levante have beaten Barcelona. All three times have been with Valverde as coach.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, honestly, Levante looked like a... championship team. They played like a good game generally, but we played so bad it made them look way better than they are. I mean, not to say they're an awful team or anything, but they're fighting to stay relegated right now, which is like, how do we lose to a team like that who obviously is not doing so well? And well, I guess we lose because we look awful.
Like, I mean, yeah, I think. Just it was expected, right? That's kind of what I was trying to get at earlier. Is like, I just knew that.
Damn it! I'm being very negative. Okay, I need to be very. Try not to be so negative, but I feel the negativity.
Well, I think everyone does. Yeah, man. You go across, all forms of. I think the bigger picture here and why everyone is so negative is like, we wouldn't be too upset if we were losing, but we were like really trying out there. We were trying some new. Ideas and trying to like create a framework for a team that can improve throughout the season. Mm-hmm. That would be totally something we would all be happy about. We would be happy to hear that, we were working towards a goal. Right now, it really doesn't seem like it. It just seems like kind of these players all out there with no idea of what kind of their goal is and who they need to be interacting with at certain parts of the pitch and, what their teammates are going to do. It's just overall...
But how does that get lost? I agree with you. But how does that get lost in a game like this when we look like we have all of those things in the game we just had played, right? The 5-1 victory... looked like we were making connections. We were running forward. We were making some unique passes. Messi was looking really good.
Well, I think part of what I said at the beginning of this podcast is that I think we just, like, the times where we win by more than one goal, it's really just Messi kind of being so great that it makes it look like the team is better.
But those teams are still making runs. That's the thing. You look at this game, there was no runs made. Like,
true, but we also played, I think they were set up way more defensively in this game, right? Whereas in Prague, they were trying to run at us and score some counters.
Well, then Valverde should, adjust his strategy and make subs that, fit that kind of change to the play style that we need. I don't think his subs were really that great. Like, Vidal came out for Busquets. Fati for Arthur.
So here's the thing is, I totally think Vidal wasn't a great choice for this game, right? These kind of games where, the defense is more... stuck inside their own half and trying to, fight us off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really going after us all the time. I feel like Vidal kind of doesn't have the finesse on his passing to break through those lines. And then even though that is true, Busquets was not a great choice, right? In that second half, he lost some balls and, he had that one great tackle where he recovered the ball. But if you're in the situation where you need to have like a crazy tackle to recover the ball, that means you did something poorly in the buildup.
For sure. And he did. We saw that.
Suarez got hurt, so we needed to put in Carlos Perez, mm-hmm. right? So I think actually, like we were talking about, both of us were happy for that replacement because we wanted to see some more Carlos Perez. Just today, he didn't look that great. And then, yeah, Ansu Fati for Arthur, like I was saying earlier, what was that?
Didn't make any sense. I wasn't sure if he was trying to make like a 4-2-4, which would have been really weird because then our midfield would be even worse. But we saw after Fati came on, they scored again. I mean, not to blame Fati because they scored 3 goals in 7 minutes. But, you know, you expect a player to sub in. Like, you don't want the other team to score immediately. Something's wrong. Like, that wasn't... He didn't add control to the game. I think he actually took control out of the game with taking Arthur away.
One other thing I want to bring up is, you know, at the end of the first half, we were playing much better than the second half.
Incredibly.
And so what you have to wonder, like, what did Valverde tell the team at halftime? Like, why is it that we went up 1-0 and we come out in the second half and act like, oh, let's hold on to the lead and just, you know, we'll win if we just keep 1-0? Like, it was very odd to me. Like, what could Valverde possibly have coached those players? Because it seemed like everyone just kind of went to, like, 70% of their effort they had in the first half.
But that's not saying much. 70% of the effort in the first half, that's saying, like, what was their first half effort? It wasn't 100%.
True, but I'm just saying, like, the first half was notably better. So how did the level switch so much at halftime? Like,
I agree, but do you think our team looked... was there a lot more movement in the first... Like,
yes.
Significantly?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I think
at the end of the first half, we... I mean, you know, when think about it, like, we did not leave the first half thinking, like, oh, this is, you know, we thought, okay, maybe they'll score one, but we'll be able to eke away a victory. Like, no one expected how awful it would turn in that second half, because I thought the first half, you know, Messi got the penalty right, Semedo made a nice run. I thought Semedo was making some interesting passes to Griezmann that, as we talked about, were just not paying off. But I thought people were trying to make runs, trying to get open. I saw Frankie dribble the ball a few times in that first half to, like, try and break through the defense. I mean, it wasn't great.
But it was something.
It was something, and the second half was notably lower than that.
I'll also give you the fact that if you look at the first half, you saw that Levante had 0 shots on goal. While they seemed to get into the box, it seemed like our defense was able to snuff out the balls, you know, make some blocks, make some good tackles. But then we saw in the second half that Levante had over 7 shots on goal, from 0 shots to 7 shots. Not only that, but we were not preventing balls from coming in from crosses. It looked like... we're susceptible, again, to the same cross from the left side of the field, honestly. And that's, like, the big issue is we're way too loose. And if you look at one of the goals that I think it was the first goal. If you look at the goal that Levante scored, you had 3 defenders around 1 Levante player, and he was up in front of them. And it just... The defense didn't look like they reacted until the ball started coming into this player, which means they're not paying attention to the whole field. They don't know where the offense is. It's just, and not only that, but the difference between the first half and second half, we looked like we were scrambling so much in the second half. Like,
totally. I mean, they scored 3 goals in 7 minutes, right? It was shocking, and it immediately reminds you of some of the most infamous Valverde Anfield Roma, like we always talk about. I mean, it really seems like we're living in like a years-long deja vu that's so twisted for all of us because of how much joy Barcelona used to bring every week and every week. And now it's just like I tune in just because like Messi is still bringing a lot of magic. But like in terms of, you know, the joy I get out of the team, it's really never that high. It's just that Messi's been good enough to like win the last, you know, few league titles because he's insane. And so... we need a new coach, Hughes. What do you think the odds are that this is the final straw? I mean...
this game?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a high chance of him leaving. One, from any other major mistake he's made, he's still here.
How can we... I just don't understand how the board can continually... You know, it seems like... How do I describe it? It seems like... We chug along, boom, and then there's some sort of catastrophic event like Granada where it's like, whoa, the team's awful. And then like, okay, Messi's back, he's healthy, chug along. Oh, shoot, we play against an away team that wants to like, you know, really challenge us and show up for their fans. And then, okay, we'll chug along, we'll win some more, and then boom, you know? It just feels like we're on this roller coaster where the team just like plays decent and Messi saves the day and Stegen as well, and then we blow up. And then we, you know... Valverde, after the game today, said, well, we always respond to criticism, you know, as if
he's, like, it's an okay thing that we're just, like, forgetting that we need to perform well. Like, that's basically what he's saying, right? He's saying, oh, well,
it is what it is.
Yeah, and you're just like, okay, so you're saying, like, you can play awfully, and the only thing you have to respond is, I have to do extremely awful to do better again. Like, why are you guys forgetting that you have to do well? It's not like we've been on the top of the table this whole time. It's not like the players are already complaining about after a game. They're so unhappy, you know? Like, it's not like there isn't signs that are showing the building of a fall, right? It's like the fall of Rome or the Republic. Like, there's signs, and we see these signs.
Well, I think we're past the signs, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. You know? But, like, when something bad happens...
The sign was Roma. Anfield was, like, the final blow. And I think, you know, it's funny. I just read that in the post-game press conference, someone asked Valverde if he should resign, and he said no. Do you think there's any chance he'll just kind of... help us get all out of our misery and just, you know, resign himself? Or do you think the board's going to have to fire him?
I don't think either will happen. Right? Like, I really don't see Valverde ever resigning. That sounds like that he has to be fired. Like, I think he's too, like, doesn't take responsibility as much for all these losses or bad performances. It seems like he's just saying, well, this is how stuff goes. Like, he doesn't seem to say he has any error, which doesn't give me any confidence, because if you're a coach, I'm not saying that you should say how bad you're doing. I'm saying, like, if you notice that there's trends being made and you're not making the appropriate adjustments to those things as the coach, you're doing something wrong, right? It's not like he doesn't have any say in any of this. He's literally one of the people that can manipulate anything. How we play, how we practice, you know, like, have a strategy. We don't see that. What was the strategy today? Please tell me.
What is ever the strategy? Well, I think that about wraps up our cover of that game. Let's see. Right now we're watching Sevilla, Atletico Madrid. Looks like... Sevilla just scored at home, so they're up 1-0. You know, later on today, Real Madrid play Betis, so hopefully they'll lose some points, and, you know, we won't totally fall too far down the table. Anything else you biting to talk about? Granada lost, right, midweek, so thankfully we've gotten some clarity at the table. Can you read off the points for the La Liga right now?
Yeah, so we're at 22. Top of the chart, but Real Madrid still to play, and they're at 21, so they can do anything right now. Granada's up third with 20, tied with Atletico at 20, so this is an important game for Atletico. They could take the lead here, too, if they win, but they're down right now. Same with Sevilla, actually. Big game. And then 19, Real Sociedad, 17, Villarreal, Levante, 17, and so on and so forth. We don't need to go too much farther.
So Sevilla are tied with Atletico at 20?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I have a feeling after this game we're going to have the same cycle we've been talking about where, oh, we'll do better, you know, we'll probably win against Prague at home, and then, you know, we'll probably win a few Liga games after that. But, you know, very soon here we're going to come against Atletico, against Real, which are going to be real eye-openers, I think. You know, I never root against the team and want them to lose, but I just think we need to just speed up this process of getting rid of Valverde. I mean, you know, that's one thing I kind of like about Perez or, you know, Chelsea, is that they're not afraid to get rid of a manager when he's not working in the middle of a season. And even though that's a lot of tumultuous times, I really think if we got a new manager in here, we could really jumpstart this team. I mean, the pieces and the players are all there to have a really good team. It's just clearly, you know, a coach with no real idea for how he wants to play or how he wants to win. And, you know, just tries to, like, kind of make the game as easy as possible for Messi to get into certain positions that he can reliably score on, and hope that he's able to, like, win the league for him. So hopefully we get a new coach.
Yeah, I honestly think that getting a new coach, the coach would almost have to do nothing. Like, he would just be like, okay, well, you know, I'll just not do what Valverde did, and I think we'd look good, right? Like, he could tell them almost any other option,
and it would be better.
It'd be better.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening.